Jan Ellis James has won 7 Emmys for his work. He was the first African-American writer for Sesame Street. And under his stage name, William Electric Black, he's tackled an eclectic mix of topics, from reality TV and zombies to women fighting in Iraq. Now he's taking on gun violence in a series of plays. John Kalish has the story.
It was the relentless hammering of media stories that finally got to him.
Every day, this one shot, that 14-year-old, that 15-year-old. I don't know if you remember a year or two back, a young girl, basketball star, you know, top 10 in the country, just gunned down. So it's just gnawing at me, scratching at me, and I said, I have to do something.
William Electric Black wrote the first of what he's calling his gun plays 2 years ago. Welcome Home, Sonny T tells the story of a black soldier who returns from Afghanistan only to be gunned down in New York City. Black's latest is When Black Boys Die, about a talented high school athlete who's fatally shot. His sister posts a list of young black homicide victims in the neighborhood, a list compiled by her mother.
So no one ever forgets.
Forget?
Mm-hmm.
Omar Ford. Before him, Parker Jones. Last month, Jamal Brooks. He got shot right in front of a corner store. I don't need your list or police taking pictures telling me you're getting shot around here. I live it every day, and so do you.
Some of the cast members have been touched by gun violence. 26-year-old actor Brandon Millette plays a drug dealer in the play.
I live in the South Bronx, so I see gun violence often. My brother and cousin was shot in front of my building midday, in front of my little sister and my little cousin. It was really tragic, something that I hold still with me. This is why I'm here.
His brother survived, his cousin did not. Director William Electric Black calls gun violence a public health issue, and he raised it during a talkback session following a recent performance where he was questioned by a member of the audience.
Is it possible, this is kind of my theory, that the Surgeon General is going to say something about guns, they're going to take your life, it's a hazard, and then we start educating like in pre-K all the way up that somehow it could be... Well,
Excuse me. Electric, you are being so idealistic.
Another audience member who lives not far from Theater for the New City, where the play is running, says people are shot regularly in his neighborhood. Ricky Ricardo, yep, that's his real name, works at the Lower East Side Girls Club.
There's been a shooting in my neighborhood every week or every other week for the last 6 months. Doesn't always make the paper. So I'm not out after 7 or 8 o'clock. I won't go out at 10 o'clock to get a container of milk. We'll have to wait till the next morning. I don't invite people to my home during the evening. I adjust my life.
And that's why, even though the issue of police shootings of unarmed black men has very much been in the news in the last year, playwright William Electric Black says he wanted to focus on black-on-black violence.
I think people should be protesting young kids shooting each other. Not just police violence against young black men. I think you got to look at the young black men shooting each other. That should be the march. Like, how are we allowing this to happen in our community? I term it generation gone. They're going to shoot each other, and they'll be gone.
See, I'm tired of thinking about black boys dying. Time to think about them living. Ain't that right?
That's right, Mom.
William Electric Black's next gun play is based on the shooting of more than a dozen black teenagers in Chicago in one day. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.